Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez and I'm from the University of Arizona and I'm here with a talented PhD student, Kyle Brown.
Hello.
Okay, talk to me about what you're working on.
I am pursuing a PhD in the Department of Environmental Science in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and I am a member of Dr. Raina Mayer's Environmental Microbiology Research Laboratory. I am part of a project named SBAR, which is a sustainable bioeconomy for arid regions, and the overarching goal of the project is to develop a sustainable bioeconomy in the Southwest while also developing opportunities for farmers. And the means to create this local economy is through the production of crops that are better suited for a changing climate. And the plant I'm specifically looking at is guayule, spelled G-U-A-Y-U-L-E, which is native to the Chihuahuan Desert. And it's a candidate for sustainable agriculture as it is adapted to drought conditions in the Southwest and requires minimal fertilizer and water inputs. The main economic value of guayule comes from the quality of rubber it produces, and it can be used in tires, etc. It also produces resins, and the remaining plant can be converted to jet fuel.
Wow, this is an amazing project, particularly due to its sustainability. With global warming, climate change, we need to be thinking about how plant zones are changing, what's going to be able to be viable, and then you also have to think about like instance of disease and so forth. What's the role of microbiology in this plant science study?
Yeah, as microbiologists, our role in the project is to develop soil quality and health knowledge critical to environmental sustainability. And we do that by looking at the soil root interface called the rhizosphere, and this is where the plant interacts with microbes. And in the rhizosphere, microbes contribute to plant development through facilitating nutrient uptake, pathogen and stress protection, and phytohormone production, which stimulates root growth.
And these are amazing. Basically, it's like surrounding area around roots that facilitate this like amazing transport of nutrients and protection overall, right?
Yeah, that zone is critical to plant development and growth, absolutely. Our role in this project is to develop soil quality and health knowledge critical to environmental sustainability. And we develop this knowledge by looking at the root-soil interface called the rhizosphere, and that's where the plant interacts with microbes. And in the rhizosphere, microbes contribute to plant development through facilitating nutrient uptake, plant pathogen and stress protection, and phytohormone production, which stimulates root growth.
Yeah, how do you identify these indicators?
Yeah, we identify these microbial communities by looking at their genetic information, specifically their DNA sequences. And from this, we can obtain which microbes are present, their abundance relative to each other, and their diversity in order to make correlations between these microbial communities and different environmental conditions to look at the impact on guayule development and production.
Do you listen to music?
I do enjoy rock and hip hop. That's what I mostly listen to. I like folk and blues music, classical music.
And if we were to play a song right now, what song should that be?
So my favorite band, Tool, just dropped a new album, and it's really great. And so I really like the song Invincible on the album.
Kyle, so proud of you. So happy to have you in our department. I see this guy in the hallway, and he's so polite, so determined, always working. And you should be very proud. I'm very proud. Thanks for your hard work.
Thank you, Dr. Ramirez. Appreciate that.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.